Let's take some calls.
No, we can't, because we have to tell the story of what we think may be the 20th anniversary of something that still sticks in the craw of this show. Do you guys know today is?
I know exactly what it is.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. So that must mean it's the anniversary of when the morning show was wronged because of Corby.
What?
Well, we had something to do with it, but yeah, Corby was a part of it too.
And it was right about 20 years ago, right? Wasn't it?
I don't know.
02, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had Gordo out with a wireless microphone, talking to people on the street.
Oh, my God.
It's your fault, Corby.
I remember where I was
Cat says
the
05.
Second this happened.
Because you called us.
It was Cinco de Mayo, so we were talking to people about the holiday and what their plans were.
2005, guys.
Oh, it was 2005. Five. Okay, so we're coming up on the 20th anniversary. But the Musers got suspended for this.
So shocking.
And it was all because the Hardline was under investigation. But Gordo out with the wireless, and you were talking to a guy, and what was your question to him?
I think I asked him, he was talking about why he liked white girls, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was.
You asked him what he preferred, of course. Go to.
Yeah, you went around.
Yeah, what do you mean?
He wasn't just talking about
it. Up. I mean, yeah, I was.
No, you had him rank the races like you used to do.
I was trying to talk to him.
Rank the races.
God,
and then.
Some theological things that I was going through at the
and
time.
And he ranked white women on top of his race ranking that you made him do.
And you asked why.
Yes.
And he said, because they'll give you. Exhale occupation.
There was the initials SD.
We don't need to get suspended again.
Yeah.
We know, Mike.
Yeah. Because they will...
They wouldn't dare suspend you again.
They will nurse off of arm appendages.
Yeah, we got it.
And it didn't get dumped because you had been previously dumped.
The guy had cussed like three times.
Yeah.
He was a rough ride. Yeah. I think he had had a few.
And so, because it didn't get dumped, George's great line made the air as well.
Yeah, when he said that's why he likes white women, because they like to do that act, I said, well, not the white women I know.
was that it? High-five
everybody.
Not my house or something like that.
Because
we're
all happy because we thought it got dumped, but then we found out it didn't.
Well, and so I am driving, and I will never forget where I was. I was at the time living down on the M Street, and I'm driving back to my house and literally am taking a left onto my street, and that guy, not only did he say it, he said it really loud and emphatically. Like, it was really aggressive. He leaned into it, and I was turning. I had to slam on my brakes. It was the most shocking thing I've ever heard on radio. I start sweating. I, like, grab my phone and call you guys.
Yeah.
Call them. I'm like,
that was on the air.
That was on the radio.
Like, what? We dumped him.
No, you didn't.
We got it in time.
And made it over the air. And because Corby and Mike were being investigated by the FCC.
Okay, first off.
It was a bogus complaint. Somebody called in something that was bogus on you guys.
Yeah.
Because it was Mike who was doing a hi-hat sound.
He was acting, yes, he was saying, like, we were having a conversation about something musically, and he was like, no, so this guy, we would play drums, and Mike was, you know, mimicking the sound of a snare drum, and he was just going, like that, and I said, it, so I was like, it sounds like blah, blah, blah. Well, somebody complained, put those two together, that we said the S word, and literally, it went to the Supreme Court of Radio, right. All the way to the top. And
but,
we were,
but they were being,
that's what we called our morning show.
Since they were being investigated, the ticket was doing that thing of FCC. You don't have to even punish us. We take care of our own
self-punishing.
Yeah. Self-punishing,
like a school will do when the NCAA comes snip.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt tried.
We're going to suspend everybody on the show.
Pepper Hamilton,
and they suspended the morning show because Corby and them were being investigated.
Why? No. Because you didn't get away from the guy after he cussed seven times and we were out of delay.
You suspended that guy, not me.
God. We got a week without pay.
And, and here's, before the guy said that, Gordo's like, look, man, you can't cuss anymore. Now, a strong broadcaster would have walked away earlier, but he kept
strong
rolling with it.
Strong broadcaster knows to keep riding that bull when it's giving you a good ride.
And then I think Gordon's response when the guy said that, Gordon's like, okay, now I'm going to go.
we're done here.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is that guy just walked off, went about his day, and probably never thought about this again.
He left such carnage.
Doesn't know you're talking about it 17 years
So you
later.
Guys got suspended for a week?
He thought he just killed it.
Yeah. Without pay.
All of you.
Yeah. And we were told.
Fernando. What did Fernando have to do with
it? This company
will
make it up to
all of you?
Yeah.
The
Fernando
whole crew.
And Jer.
And I think they got like 2 or 3 days. Yeah.
Rich was the only person that survived.
Who?
Rich.
Rich.
Oh, that's right.
He didn't have a dub button anywhere near him, so.
Yeah.
So you got a days off?
He was the one that committed.
Days off, yeah.
Did y'all do anything? Do you remember? I would have left.
Oh, yeah. I went out of town. I had a great time.
You're like, all right, sure.
I sent out resumes. I was pissed.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Good for you guys. Seriously. Yeah.
Not good for us. And the company still has yet to make it up to us.
They should.
They were going to make us whole.
They shouldn't. You're irresponsible broadcasting.
And you know what they did? You know what they did? They just sold us to somebody else.
Right.
That's how they made it up to us.
Cumulus Media.
Were you guys? I don't know if I would. I don't even know if I would have been mad for real. Were you guys really upset?
A week without pay? That sucks.
We were kind of
so what? We don't make as much as you do.
It's just money.
We were frustrated.
We don't make that afternoon drive money.
I do really think I enjoyed having a week off.
Yes. A free week off.
I think I did too. And I think I had 5 days of celebration of my joke. I thought my joke was that good that I just held up number one and glad everybody heard it.
Do we have that audio?
No. That audio
was burned.
I mean, think about it. That's...
So 17
years ago, I remember what that guy sounded like. Like, that moment is forever burned in my brain.
And we were told, too, that in front of the FCC that they had to listen to that whole thing, the joke, everything, all the bad words.
They got notepads out, running through it.
Fighting back smiles.
So you were focused on the joke. So they listened to the joke?
Yeah.
They heard the joke?
They heard it. What
they
said? What a reaction to it. Everybody laughed.
Focus group.
Well, I'm glad you guys got suspended because you're an embarrassment to the radio industry.
So now, I don't think, Corby, you've never been suspended, have you?
Nope.
That's unbelievable.
He's lost $250,000 accounts after $250,000 accounts, and nothing ever happens to him.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll tell the ice cream story.
Every tweet issues on Twitter is cancelable and never hits him. Never hits
him. What are you going to do?
It's unbelievable. It's amazing.